Alright, folks, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood frustration buster. Back again with another episode of the Frustration Furnace where we turn that red-hot anger into something productive, something awesome. Today's topic? Procrastination. You know that sneaky little gremlin that loves to whisper sweet nothings in your ear about how, later, is always a better option. Well, today, we're throwing open the windows, blasting some motivational tunes, and chasing that procrastinator right out of our lives. Listen, I get it. We've all been there. That looming deadline, that project staring us down like a hungry T-Rex, and suddenly, Netflix starts looking way more appealing. Ever felt that? Like you know what needs to be done but your brain is playing hide and seek with motivation? Trust me, I'm speaking your language. But here's the good news. Procrastination isn't a personality trait, it's a habit, and habits can be broken. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the later syndrome and conquer those tasks like a boss. First things first, identify your procrastination triggers. What specific situations or types of tasks send you running for the hills? Is it boring paperwork, tough conversations, or maybe even just the thought of starting something new? Figure out what sets off that procrastination alarm, and you'll be halfway to overcoming it. Think about those times you've put things off. What was going on in your head, your body, your environment? Next, break down those big projects into smaller, manageable chunks. You know the saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Tackle that project by breaking it into smaller, more approachable tasks. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so daunting anymore. Celebrate each small victory along the way. Trust me, those mini wins will fuel your motivation engine. Speaking of fuel, take care of yourself. Think about it like this. You wouldn't run a car on empty, right? Your body and mind need proper nourishment to function at their best. Get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, move your body, and take breaks when you need them. A well-rested, energized you is way more likely to tackle those tasks head-on. Find your ideal productivity zone. We're all different. Some of us are early birds, others thrive late at night. Experiment with different times of day and see when you feel most focused and creative. Are you a music maniac who needs tunes pumping? A silence seeker who prefers absolute quiet? Figure out what helps you get in the zone and make it your ritual. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. Sometimes we try to do everything ourselves, but that can lead to burnout and procrastination. If you're feeling overwhelmed, reach out to a friend, colleague, or mentor. Sharing the load can lighten the pressure and make things more manageable. Here's a real-life example that might hit close to home. Imagine this. You've got a major presentation coming up next week, but instead of starting your slides now, you find yourself scrolling through social media, binge-watching your favorite show, or even cleaning the entire house. Seriously, who cleans their entire house in anticipation of a presentation? That procrastination monster is whispering sweet nothings in your ear about how there's still plenty of time. But here's the thing, the longer you wait, the more pressure builds up. You're not only racing against the clock, but also battling that growing sense of anxiety and self-doubt. So instead of letting procrastination win, take action. Break down your presentation into smaller tasks, research, outline, create slides, and schedule specific time blocks for each one. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was built one brick at a time. You don't have to conquer this mountain all at once. Just focus on taking the next step, then the next, and before you know it, you'll be rocketing towards that presentation with confidence and clarity. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you smash procrastination and get things done. Identify your triggers, break down tasks, take care of yourself, find your productivity zone, and don't hesitate to ask for help. Remember, you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest procrastination struggles in the comments below, or better yet, drop me a line on social media and let's chat about how we can conquer those pesky tasks together. And don't forget to subscribe to the Frustration Furnace, because every day is a new opportunity to turn anger into action. Until next time, stay motivated, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.